Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're going to be talking about the return to innocence. We're in a brand new year. It's now 2025. Can you believe it? I can't. It's like we're already a quarter of a century into this century. That is just mind-boggling for me. And it's like the last 25 years have been a flash in the pan. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes and what unfolds in the next several years as we move forward. And I'm pretty excited about this because I feel that we are on the cusp of returning to self, and returning to ourselves is about returning to that innocence that we have within ourselves. And we all have that. And it's really it's a beautiful thing. And we forget about that. It's about reconnecting to our authentic self. So many of us have been programmed into putting on a mask or morphing into something that we're not truly at our heart. And it could be we do this either consciously or unconsciously, but it happens. And a lot of times we are influenced by society and what our world and the external is saying around us. It influences us quite a bit. But what I really want to talk about is stepping away from societal conditioning and releasing those limiting beliefs, and also rediscovering the pure, untainted version of who you are. You know, it's just like we are amazing people, amazing beings, amazing human beings. And when we are living our genuine and authentic life, we become unstoppable. It's like nothing really ever matters. You know, what I mean by nothing ever really matters, the external dialogue that is trying to lure you into becoming something that you're not is no longer having a catch or a hold on you. It's like you show up in all your power and you are who you are, who you are. Okay. When we are, you know, returning to the essence of who we are, we're actually returning to ground zero. And if you want to call ground zero birth point in our lifetimes, you know, in this incarnation, we could say it as such. When we come to the earth and, you know, decide to show up the way that we're supposed to in this lifetime to learn the lessons and the things and the experiences that are going to allow our soul to grow at a very deep and profound level, this is all part of the richness of who we are and the experiences that we're going to have. So when we are connected to our authentic self, it's as if I love this expression. It's as if you have Teflon on your coat, you know what I'm saying? Or on your aura. It's like nothing is going to stick to you because you're being true to who you are. No matter what's happening around you or in our external world, you're going to experience, more joy, more spontaneity, and more creativity. And the whole thing about people pleasing and, you know, self-doubt and fear of judgment kind of falls by the wayside. It's hard for me to really put that in exact words, but it's like when you're able to really be at peace at who you are, you really don't really give a damn about what everybody else thinks, because in all essence, they really don't care. Right? Right. We make up stories all the time, and it just cracks me up because it's like, oh yeah, that's a story. That's a story. Oh, I just made up another one. Oh my God, that's hilarious. So know that when we take a journey back to our innocence, our purity, and the essence of who we are, it's like we have this capability to tap into our wisdom that is, I want to say that wisdom is probably the cumulative effect of all our lifetimes we've ever had, but also, you know, the other things that we've learned along the way. So how does one, you know, get back to the innocence? I find self-awareness is really important. And self-awareness is not just important now, it's becoming more and more important. And let me share with you why. When you are aware, you have choice and power. You can observe what's happening and know if it's aligned with you or not. You're able to recognize patterns and beliefs and behaviors that maybe you've taken on unconsciously as your own, but in essence, they're not even yours. Okay. There's a lot of that goes on as well. When you're unaware, okay, it's like those patterns and beliefs and behaviors that aren't ours are maybe subconsciously running the show for you. And maybe you are realizing that things, you know, your repeating patterns are happening over and over. It's when you have the awareness that something is off or something is, your curiosity gets piqued. It's like, but this pattern keeps happening over and over. It's about being able to look at it from that perspective of self-awareness. And this is, like I said, where your power comes in. You're able to make a different choice from the information that you've attained. I also think that forgiveness is a very important thing of both ourselves and others. When we release our past hurts or our, you know, the hurts that we've experienced or maybe we've done to other people, it's clearing the way for more authenticity as well. When we don't forgive, it's like having valuable real estate in our essence occupied with things that we really don't want to have occupy, you know, those things you don't want to have in your occupation, so to say, or within you. It's that essence. When forgiveness comes around, it's very challenging sometimes for people to look at, you know, their, how they created that for themselves. And I say that with a lot of love because we all are active participants in situations. I think with forgiveness, it's really important that people cut themselves some slack, meaning having more grace and self-compassion to allow yourself to return to ground zero so you're able to have a pathway that's going to lead you to innocence. So remember, forgiving yourself and forgiving others, because you don't want, we carry a lot of unforgiveness sometimes in our field, and it is creating a lot of blocks for us sometimes, and they may not be conscious, but usually the person that it hurts the most is not the other person when you don't forgive, it's you, because you're trying to keep things at bay and trying to control a situation. And when we try to control something, we add more stress, and more stress creates more problems with our immune system. And when our immune systems get lowered, we come down with things and, you know, create some not so good things and health situations for ourselves. So I invite you to let go of forgiveness. It's a new year. Forgive yourself, but also forgive those around you as well. It's not about forgiveness is not about saying, oh, you could, you know, I forgive you. You could step on me again. No, it's about forgiving the action. And then if you choose to participate, great. If not, that's fine too. You don't have to become best friends with them. It's just that whole energy that's there, that's feeding that dissipates and brings things to neutrality. And that brings you back into more innocence and authenticity. Some practical tools you might want to look at for reconnecting is with ourselves is inner child work. And inner child work is I have found it to be profoundly healing in my life's journey in working through some of my issues. Because what happens is that the inner child is a smaller version of us that possibly got traumatized at a certain time and place, and they're still landlocked in that time and place. And what happens is if we don't heal that, they are stuck in that time and place. And this is where a lot of repeating patterns come through. So inner child work is really a cool thing. If people have not experienced that, there's lots of resources out there in the world for that. Also, journaling is a great way to reconnect with yourself. And mindfulness and meditation, and we're going to go through a meditation later on in our show about reconnecting to, you know, that innocence within us. Mindfulness is, I believe it's the gateway to get us into being in the present moment. And being in, when you're in the present moment, you're in your physical body right here, right now. Too often in life, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, or we rarely spend time in our physical bodies. We're in our head thinking, worrying, trying to figure something out. I call it like pushing a boulder up a hill. It's very stressful, and it's very lots of chatter, lots of noise, and it keeps you out of the present moment. You're either, when you're in your head, you're either thinking about tomorrow or contemplating yesterday, and you're not right here, right now in the moment. So mindful activities are very helpful in getting people to be in their bodies and in the present moment. And, you know, we've talked a lot about mindfulness on the Dr. Dolores show, because I feel that's one of the foundational pieces to allow you to step into yourself and learn how to trust yourself and listen to that voice within. Letting go practices is another good way to get us more engaged in reconnecting to ourselves. Letting go, like releasing guilt, shame, fear, anything that no longer serves you. And I know that's easier said than done, because many of us have had a lifetime worth of stuff to deal with. And lastly, just connect with nature. Spend time in a garden, in a park, at the beach, in the mountains, and tap in to the simplicity and wonder of what's there. This will allow you to get right in the present moment, and allows you to ground yourself too, and allows you to return to that innocence. So we're going to go on our first break, and you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about the return to innocence. Stay tuned.
Stinks. Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about returning to innocence today on our show. And, you know, before we went on the break, we were talking about what innocence is and how we could get back to those more simpler aspects of ourselves that are genuine and authentic as well. So some of the benefits of returning to innocence are you're going to have more of a sense of freedom, peace, alignment with your life's purpose, because all the dots are lined up. And this is going just to allow you to move more in flow and grace and ease in your life. You will have greater self-confidence and more authentic relationships. And you'll be living, you know, life driven by joy and curiosity and love rather than fear and obligation. It's almost as if you have the curiosity of a child and the innocence of a child. It's about asking questions and being curious. I think this is a real good skill for people to develop and to practice, because when you have the curiosity, it's like you're open to learn, you're teachable, and you become more aware. And it's, you realize that there's more going on than what you could see. And not only that, it's like we have blinders on in our world. And when we take those blinders off, it's like, whoa, there's all this other stuff out here. So that's all a good thing. The other thing about returning to innocence is the collective awakening. And we talk a lot about that on my show, because I believe that a lot of people are awakening, are waking up and becoming more aware. And I feel that people are either awake, awakening, or still asleep. And every time that we have some I don't like to say this, trauma that happens in our world. I believe more and more people, it's a impulse or a push where people start wakening up. Maybe it's like they don't like what's going on and it just shakes them to the core and that awakens them. Or maybe, you know, things have changed in their world where they've been on autopilot and all of a sudden the autopilot is no longer working. I mean, these are interesting times that we're living in. And collective awakening is just one of the things that we all are witnessing, either in ourselves or with people that we are around. So when we are our authentic selves, it allows other people to collectively awaken as well, too. It's almost as if we're leading by example, and that essence that permeates from us, because it all starts with our inner stuff first and it permeates out. We're building a world rooted in compassion, understanding, and authenticity. So it's really something to embrace and consider, you know, exploring. So I have a question for you. When was the last time you felt truly yourself without fear or pretense? And, you know, the other thing is, what small step can you take today to reconnect with your innocence and authenticity? And I have Donielle saying it's been years and years ago that she felt truly herself without fear or pretense. Well, that's, you know, thank you for that and your honesty and stuff like that. And just know that you have everything that you need to shift and change that. And just take one small step today. Just kind of think about that. So, you know, when we talk about collective awakening, I think I'm going to spend a lot of time on this because I think this is so important. We're reconnecting with the authentic human spirit, and it's like a ripple effect for transformation. When each of us connects with our authentic selves, it creates a ripple effect. Okay. And classic example is a still pool of water. Okay. And it's still, and each one of us is a little pebble. So as we each individually reconnect with our authentic selves, our little pebble of us gets dropped into that still pond. And what happens when we drop a petal into a still pond? It ripples out. It affects that whole body of water. Same principle when we are working on ourselves and doing personal transformation. Everything starts with us first. We know that. And when we start changing who we are adding to the collective personal transformation of humanity. Okay. And you could take it in not so positive way too. If you're an angry person and you're totally unaware and you are doing not so good things and you put that into collective consciousness, that's rippling out into the world as well. So I feel it's a great time. It's a new year. Why not create something really lovely and magical? People say that you can't create peace on earth, and I beg to differ on that. When each of us works on becoming our authentic and genuine selves and has peace within ourselves, I feel that this is when we're going to be able to have true peace on earth. Okay. It's not an external thing. It starts with us first. So when we reclaim our universal values, you know, when we're reconnecting with the authentic human spirit, returning to innocence isn't a journey. It's a call to humanity to reclaim our universal values like empathy, kindness, curiosity, which are, you know, oftentimes overshadowed by fear, competition, and disconnectedness. You could also look at it from this point of view too, third dimensional reality versus 5D reality, okay? Third dimensional reality is more of fear-based, more of old programming, more of lack, more of ego, abuse of power, greed. These are what third dimensional reality kind of plays to. Now, fifth dimensional reality is where there is more empathy, kindness, curiosity. It's more love-based. It's more prosperous and abundant. And instead of it being ego-driven, it's more of collective whole, like we, not I, but we. So when we are shifting and moving into that, our values are rooted in authenticity and are really, you know, wanting to look at the bigger picture of what's going on, such as maybe the division we're experiencing, inequality, and environmental degradation. So when we're able to look at, make that shift and go into 5D, we are living in a different world. We are not being, I'm going to say, sucked down into the lower vibrating thing where there's a lot of fear and angst, but it's like realizing, okay, this is love-based, this is happiness, this is joy, this is creativity, this is abundance, this is plenty for all, and we've changed our authenticity to something that's more aligned with who we are as human beings, not how we've been programmed by society. And that, I think, is what we're witnessing right now in our world. It's just like society is so into the fear-based. And if you listen to the news, you, first of all, you don't know if what you're listening to is real or Memorex these days, because it's just like, well, you know, this news broadcast system is saying this, and then something saying something else. Who knows what the real truth is anymore? Because I think that there's been so much fabrication and lies that it's not, you really have to have that discernment. Better still, just turn it off and don't listen to it. Right? Right. So when we are able to break free from the illusion of separation, okay, we aren't separate. We're more connected and more interconnected than you have any idea. When people return to their authentic selves, the illusion of me versus them dissolves. And I love that because it's just so beautiful. And it makes room for unity and collaboration. So, you know, some of those things I believe that we are very capable of doing, and things like that are going to be coming into fruition probably in the very near future. We are awakening to our shared humanity. Okay. When we reconnect with our authentic selves, it reminds us of shared humanity. And just feel that for a second. When you're being authentic and everybody else is, it's like this realness that's there, this essence, and it's just deliciously yummy. And it doesn't really matter the differences in our cultures, race, or beliefs, because we are all born with an untainted essence of love and innocence. And I believe our animal kingdom shows us and demonstrates that more so than our human counterparts. Something to look at. I believe that animals are you know, it always used to amaze me how different species of animals would look out for each other, even though they weren't the same. And it was almost like the community and the appreciation and the love. It was just like it didn't matter if they were one species or another, but they all came together and for the greater good of the whole. And I think we're seeing more and more of that. I strongly feel that the animal kingdom is probably the more evolved species here on Earth. The other thing that will probably come into play too is that, you know, there's going to be more community. For those people who think they're the Lone Rangers, newsbreak, you're not. It takes a village to raise each of us and either to come together. So I shared quite a bit about the innocence and about collective awareness. And so we're going to be heading out on our next break. And when we come back, we're going to go into a meditation to kind of tie it all together. So you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we return, we'll talk some more. See you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And as you noticed in the infomercial in between segments here, that there is a program called I'm Awake Now What? And I invite you to come and join us, because this is geared for people who are on their spiritual awakening and maybe you feel lost or you're unsure or you don't know what's next for you. And what we offer is community resources, a weekly Zoom call where we discuss different, you know, topics and offer support and healing. So go and check this out and go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see a tab that says, I'm Awake Now What? Just press on that and you'll get more information. We would love to have you. So before we went on the break, we were talking about collective consciousness and self-awareness, and also reconnecting with our authentic human spirit. And before we go further and start our meditation, I think it's really important that we kind of, you know, these are some questions to contemplate. Just imagine a world where everyone is living authentically, and just feel what that feels like. It's pretty amazing. Free from judgment and fear and societal expectations. With the curiosity of a child, what would that world look like? And how would you feel to be part of that collective awakening? Those are some questions to ponder, but some very forthright ones as well as to what the potential possibilities are. So we're going to segue into a guided meditation called Returning to Innocence. And it's about a 5 to 6 minute meditation. So I just invite you to find a comfortable position, and you may sit or lie down, whatever feels best for you. And gently close your eyes and allow your body to begin relaxing. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly release it through your mouth. Now let's do that again. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale fully through your mouth, letting go of any tension or stress. And just feel your body settle into this moment and know that this time is just for you. Now, bring your attention to the surface beneath you. Feel the support of the chair, the floor, or the bed holding you up. Imagine roots extending from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet reaching deep into the earth. With each breath you make, feel these roots anchoring you, providing stability, safety, and connection. Know that you are fully supported, fully grounded in this moment. Now shift your focus to the area of your chest, your heart center, and visualize a soft, warm light glowing there, a light that represents your purest, most authentic self. This light has always been within you, unchanging, untouched by the outside world. Take a moment to breathe into this light, allowing it to expand with each inhale, and feel its warmth radiating through your chest, filling you with a sense of peace and love. Now, imagine yourself walking along a gentle winding path. The path leads you to a beautiful open space, a place that feels safe, peaceful, and familiar. In this space, you see a version of yourself as a child. They may be playing, laughing, or simply waiting for you with open arms. Take a moment to observe them. Notice their innocence, their curiosity, and the lightness they carry. When you're ready, I invite you to approach this child and sit with them. You might want to offer a smile or hold their hand. And as you connect, ask them, what brings you the most joy? What do you need to feel loved and free? Listen carefully to their answers. You may hear words, feel emotions, or simply sense their presence. Let this child remind you of the pure essence of who you are, the part of you that is free from fear, doubt, and judgment. If there is anything you'd like to share with this younger version of yourself, take a moment to do so now. Perhaps you want to offer them reassurance, love, or gratitude for being a part of you. Now, visualize this child stepping closer to you. As they do, their light merges with yours, becoming one. Feel their joy, innocence, and authenticity blending with the wisdom and strength you've gained over the years. Together, you are whole, a perfect union of innocence and growth, love and resilience. Breathe deeply and allow this feeling to settle into your body. Take a few more deep breaths, allowing yourself to gently return to the present moment. Feel the support beneath you once again, the air on your skin, and the peaceful rhythm of your breath. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing gentle movement back into your body. And when you feel ready, open your eyes, carrying with you the light of your authentic self and the joy of your inner child. And just remember, this connection is always with you. Anytime you need to return to your essence, simply close your eyes and breathe into your heart. And welcome back, everybody. We're going to go on our next break. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode and share some more. See you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show, where today we're talking about returning to your innocence. And in this episode, we talked a little bit about innocence and collective consciousness and how all of this kind of fits together. And just to recap what we talked about, and five things I really want you to remember are this: innocence is your natural state. At your core, you are whole, pure, and authentic. Reconnecting with your innocence means letting go of the beliefs and expectations that have clouded your essence over time. And, you know, we also talked about the layers that hide authenticity. And usually that's the conditioning that we receive by society. Our fear of judgment and life experience often have created a sense of false self because we've tried to mold ourselves into something that we're not. And this, all these things disconnect us from our true nature. And awareness is our first step to breaking free from hiding your authenticity. So just be more aware and mindful of how you show up in this world. And we talked a little bit about the power of the inner child work, and you got to experience connecting with your inner child when we went through the meditation. So that's all delicious and yummy stuff. And just so you know, when you connect with your inner child, it's a part of yourself where you can rediscover your authentic desires and heal old wounds. I really strongly recommend any type of work that you could do around that. It's very powerful. Authenticity inspires collective awakening. And we talked a little bit about that in our second segment. And when you live authentically, you inspire others to do the same. And it's a ripple effect that contributes to the greater collective awakening rooted in empathy, compassion, and truth. And boy, we need more of that. And it really is a way of creating peace on earth by each of us stepping up and contributing. It's not about an external thing. It's about you creating the peace within yourself, and that ripples out as well. And we talked about some practical steps to reconnect, and that could be doing mindfulness activities, journaling, and spending time in nature where you can strip away the noise of the external world, because believe me, there is a lot of noise out there. You may even consider turning off the TV, because sometimes those news broadcasts just don't tell us some pretty good things. And not only that, they love to stir the pot, I think, and create fear and drama and chaos, and people buy it, and it keeps people stuck. So just turn off the news. We don't need to be listening to that. And some parting thoughts here. Returning to innocence is not about erasing the past. It's about integrating your experiences with love, compassion, and understanding. It's a reminder that your authentic self has always been within you, patiently waiting for you to embrace it. It's always been there. It's saying, hello, did you forget about me? Each step you take on your journey not only frees you, but also contributes to the world that values truth, kindness, and connection. And this is what it's all about. This is how we are going to create the new world that is going to be amazing for everybody. Just remember, take one small step today, whether it's sitting in stillness, reconnecting with your inner child, or simply asking yourself, what feels true for me? Your authentic self is always ready to guide you. So I would love to leave you with this quote from Carl Jung. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. So become who you truly are. Step into your innocence and embrace that. And just with the curiosity of a child, live your life through the lens of a child, because you will be inspired, have awe, and also be able to see the bigger picture from a different perspective. And this is where infinite possibilities exist. So next week on our show, I don't even know what we're talking about next week. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, just some of the things. We're in a new year right now, and New Year's resolutions, I don't believe in them, but I love creating a word for the year, like a theme for the year. And so my word that I chose for this year is self-confidence. And what's interesting is when you choose a word for the year, it's like that's the theme of the year. Last year, my word was trust, and that was the theme for my year. And I learned how to really trust my innate wisdom and the ability to just know, just have blind faith and trust no matter what's going on. I invite you to choose a word for the year. And one that's going to resonate with you, and one that you could kind of fall back on. So like I said, mine is self-confidence this year. Maybe yours is going to be peace or love or trust. Who knows? But I invite you to do that. And just have that be your theme for the year. And next week, our show is called Live the Way. So like walk this way, live the way. So we're going to be talking more about things that are in alignment with who we are, and more focus on our authentic and genuine self. So I want to remind you, go check out our I'm Awake Now What community. Would love to have you on board. I also want to share with you that I am offering sessions, and I have a discount for people. And just reach out to me, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, or actually Dolores at DoloresFazzino.com to learn more about that. And I just want to remind you all that you are loved more than you can imagine. And show up for yourself, because you are worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.